Let's see. Outside we go.
Yes.
We've got at least two guys, maybe more. You know, see, the problem is that people have been waiting and coming and going outside.
Right. It's been kind of a busy show. We've had a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
So let's see. Come on. Check.
Hello?
Wireless microphones. Wireless microphones.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Here we go, everybody. Outside.
Hello? Yes.
To see the guys with the fire extinguishers. Buzz, come on out.
All
grab
right.
a microphone.
All right.
Let's see who's outside for the big Olympics game. Oh, I see at least three guys. Oh, you're not playing, honey? Just bystanders. Now, I don't know if bystanders are allowed. I mean, you got to play. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Rob.
Now, Rob from Gaithersburg, you're playing today, right?
Sir.
Thank you very much. And you, friend, what's your name?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Rockville.
You're going to be playing now. Mike, these people who just came down to watch.
Oh, you like to watch. What's your name, ma'am?
Watch.
What's your name?
Tandra.
Tandra. And your name, sir?
My name's Maurice.
Now, any chance we can get either one of you to... Oh, Chris, you're wearing short pants, so he wouldn't be able to do that anyway, unfortunately. What's that?
Congratulations on the ratings.
Thank
from
you.
Rockville, and I heard you moved here. I don't live in this building. I live in the next one. And I remember you from years ago, and remind you a little bit later where I know you from.
He's talking to you, Mike. That he
He's
knows
looking
you
right
from
at
somewhere.
Me. I'm not sure what this is about.
No,
you're
both of us?
You're staring right at me.
Winston's and Goldie years ago.
Oh, Winston's and Goldie.
Goldie. Okay, well, there's
Goldie,
no need to,
yes,
there's
okay.
really no need to discuss that now,
really
is there,
really no need to have those stories told on the air. We really don't have to go down that highway, absolutely. But
now, where did
old friends, good times, sunnier days.
Where did LOO go?
Lou Katz came by to say hello this afternoon, and I think, did he vanish? Did Lou leave already, or is he upstairs, or what?
He drove up. You guys didn't talk to him?
Yeah, he came in.
Is done
still
talking to him. We're just looking for him. Oh, here he is. Hold on. Here he is.
Ah, there he is.
Hey, come here. Here's our friend, LOO Katz.
Now we're going between broadcast corporations right now. They hate this, but we don't care. We've all been doing it too
long. Lou does mornings at Wash, and Lou is the guy that was going to be the best man in my wedding until Steve King.
I'm not
going to
go into that story.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving everybody the background on that. Anyway, LOO on the radio.
We are your welcome wagon here, man.
Oh, look at
what did you bring by there?
Wash FM crap.
Oh, Wash FM stuff. Okay, I'll wear that. All right.
There's a large. Hoping you guys might be able to one day.
A large? What, Lou, did
you
read the
prize clause? You want XXXXLs? I said, no, give them larges.
Larges.
give them reasons. What else we got?
I'll cherish this. You know, I'm always looking for something. That? This
They're
is
pink.
So, Lou, how do you like soft rock, less talk?
Lou's funny. I can see Lou going, hey, listen, get me something out of the prize closet. Hey, and somebody just hands him a couple of bags.
I said, we're going to go by and welcome Don and Mike. Give me something out of the prize closet.
No, you said just get some crap. Anyway, Lou has been a lifetime friend, and it's great to have you. And Wally, say hi to Wally, too. Because
hey,
Wally is the
bodyguard.
Now, Wally.
Nobody
Wally
world. With him.
Seriously, it's Marty Dempsey, another good friend of mine for many, many years. Wally. What the hell? Let me just say that to you. What the hell?
Alive, my brother. Happy
what
to be
the
alive.
Hell? Yes.
Happy yeah. to be alive.
You know, like I used to say with Big Don O'Brien, especially with, right. with my friend Wally.
Wink stinks and goodbye Rockville or what?
Well, no,
what?
No. You know,
that's when you know. Left Rockville. Now you're back.
If not, there for the grace of God, go I. I mean, we've walked into many of the same bear traps. anyway, it's great to see you again,
thank
Wally.
You, thank you.
And you, Lou.
To come by and just welcome you guys, man.
Very nice.
It's great.
We can't be working down the pike from you and not say hi. So.
That's right. You're just down the street, aren't you?
Wow.
Three blocks away.
I hope you won't mind if we come by your soft rock radio station.
You guys are welcome any morning. yeah, come by.
That's going to happen. They'd love that, wouldn't they?
LOO, it's great to see you. Now, let me give you an idea for a bit on your show, Monday.
Oh, please, can I steal this one?
You can. We've got guys with fire extinguishers.
Fire extinguishers are down here.
Oh, here we go, Robbie.
All right, we have to go downstairs. All right.
Now, this is fire extinguisher roulette. This is something I read that the Carolina Panthers, I found out, was a team that did this.
But they did it with bare buttocks.
Yeah, what they do is take their rookies and they would bend them over like they're going to hike the ball and pull down their pants and put the fire extinguishers right by their behinds.
I somehow think that people are afraid of this. These guys are very, very brave souls. What's that, Rob?
We should head over to the sidewalk.
To the sidewalk, he says. Mikey's going to walk us as far away from the building as possible.
What are you worried about there, Spiewak?
Everything.
And yet nothing.
All right,
so we've got at least
how
two
are we
contestants.
Do this? How is this going to work?
Here's how it's going to work. Rob has how many fire extinguishers? Five canisters. Each of you guys, now, it's going to be the guy who, I guess, gosh.
The guy that ends up The last guy to have the empty canister, if there is one, will be the winner.
And there is an empty canister.
There is one empty canister. So the way this should work.
There are four loaded canisters, and there's one empty canister.
So we're going to go back and forth. And it could happen right away.
Yes, it could.
See, that's the tough thing.
But that's why it's fire extinguisher roulette.
That's why I always hated the key in the box game. You know what I mean? The winning key. Who's going to start the car? Remember that one time?
Yes.
We gave away a car, and we had everybody like 500 keys, and the first person to turn the key over
it was a pisser.
That sucked.
We'll start with you now, friend. You've got your safety goggles on. You've got your safety mask
on. Can I shoot?
No, Rob is the designated shooter, Mike.
I want to shoot.
Well, if we have some left over, you can shoot.
Okay.
What was your name again, friend?
Rob.
All right, Rob, what we need you to do is...
You know, I'll tell you something. It's certainly safe enough. We've certainly made safety...
These guys have goggles on and they've got the masks on. Bend over like you're going to hike a football.
And pick a number one through five.
Pick a number one through five.
Five.
It is.
Rob has selected fire extinguisher number five. Now...
All right, what we're going to do is we are going to, on the count of three, on a three count, you're going to do the three count?
You got it.
And then we'll find out. Rob, you can probably get a little closer.
Now, Rob, here's the guy. I'm going to put the microphone, not to be too homoerotic, but here it is.
That's his bottom.
That's where food comes out, right here.
20 years in radio, pretty good stuff, isn't it, Lou?
Like this, Lou, you can steal this on Monday.
How do you feed your family? Here we go. Yes, this is good stuff.
All right, now, Rob, if in fact... This guy does not get sprayed. He's the immediate winner.
Right.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
One. Now, and you got to stay in the position like you're going to hike the football.
And stay in the position till the bitter end, until we tell you to get up.
Ready. Keeping in mind, if there's nothing in this fire extinguisher, your butt will remain dry, and you get $200.
Real nice and close, Rob.
One.
Right up near the hole.
Two. Three. Go.
You know, I think of the people driving by on old Georgetown Road right now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Wow.
That's not the answer we wanted.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, well.
It was awesome.
It was not empty.
It was, okay, stand up. You made it to the next round.
Jesus.
Now, hold on.
Look, he's leaving a trail.
You know,
you are
this
laughing.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because that was hilarious.
How did it feel?
Good question, Mike.
Yeah.
I needed a good breeze, and that was good breeze right there.
Did it feel cool to the buttock?
Yeah, actually it did.
You imagine what it would feel like for the Carolina Panthers that did it with their pants fully pulled down?
They don't know what they're missing then.
This guy's funny.
Faggot says what?
He's been waiting all day.
Yes.
All right, let's
bring over
up
the other guy.
The next victim.
And what was your name again, sir?
Joe.
All right, Joe.
Joe has the surgical mask on. He has the protective goggles.
Joe, pick a number between 1 and 4.
Two,
Robbie. Two. Here we go.
Now, if you get the empty chamber, you're the big winner.
It's $200 in cash.
Who's going to be the big winner on the Don and Mike show?
Hey, Joe, thanks for wearing black today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Let's let this a visitor from another land get by.
Rob, they are not necessarily from another land.
Oh, look at them, Mike.
Thank you very much.
They're not from our land.
Thanks
Kumatsu.
For putting...
Thank you, Kumatsu.
Thanks for putting your kid in a car seat.
Okay. No need to use honorable car seat in Rockville.
I saw Britney Spears on TV.
We drive around. Let kid wander back seat. We get in head-on collision. It's okay. I got insurance.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Hey, hold on. Before we do this, have you guys taken a look at what this has done to our shoes?
Yeah, we're dusty.
You should have seen your breath. You were talking a moment ago, and that powder was coming out.
Oh, look at how delighted he is.
No, I'm
not. You're just like delighted when it's a major disaster.
I just thought you should know.
Buzz probably knows. Can you get high from that, Buzz?
I don't know. Let me read the ingredients.
Okay.
You know, the wind is blowing that
way. Can't get
high. We should point him in the other direction.
All right, turn around. Let's see your ass from the other way.
All right, here we go. This is now fire extinguisher number 2 for Fire Extinguisher Olympics. Are you a contestant?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Jump in. What's your name?
Brian.
All right, hold on, Brian.
All right. Now,
right, let's do this guy.
It's Joe, right, Joe? All right,
Joe,
bend over, Joe.
Good luck.
Should I clinch up?
Rob?
Here we go, Rob.
Here we go.
Three.
One.
Two.
Three.
Oh, that's a full one. Oh.
Skilled at that, Rob.
Thank you.
Get him right in his crack. Get him right in the bad
Oh, dear me.
That's a wise crack.
How was that?
It's like a deep tissue massage.
You know, I want to say, Joe, you picked a very good day to wear black.
Our third contestant, a walk-up. Come on up.
Don?
A deep tissue
that
massage.
Time I breathed it in. Yes, you can get high from it.
Really, you getting a little buzz?
Yeah.
He needs to get an ID so we can clear him. He'll be right back. He's running to his car.
What's the problem? What, you don't think he's 21?
Need proof.
Jesus Christ, you monkey.
I am a monkey.
You bad monkey. You bad ape.
Because
here he comes.
Come on, Ron, hurry.
He's getting his ID. He's going to need a shower after this.
How old is he, Rob?
Together.
He was born in 1980. That makes him 36. No, he's 26.
26. Okay. What's your name again?
Brian.
All right, Brian, then Rob's going to give you your wallet back.
All right. Brian, now we have a guy that works over at another station. You wouldn't know a guy named Kevin, would you? Okay, I'm just checking. All right. Let's get
we
ready
to go.
We have
something interesting. I need him to turn around because someone put one of the empties back with the fulls.
Oh, turn around, please, so you can't see which
everybody
one of
turn around.
Turn around.
Everybody's got to turn
don't
around.
Peek.
Robin has rules.
All the pressure meters have masking tape over them, so we
tell
can't
me something.
See which is which.
Can you tell us about the horror, sir, of adult acne?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's what Mike was alluding to when he was
we
talking
got, no. Now, this guy, Kevin, that's back. This guy, Kevin, that's at our station is much worse than you
You'd
are.
You'd laugh at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Tom Cruise next to him.
All right.
Pick a number between...
That's why.
You what?
I'm taking prednisone, that's why.
Why are you taking prednisone?
For colitis.
Oh, that's tough. So you got a little stomach and a little, okay, well, you know, good luck.
This will cure that.
Yeah, this actually might clear everything
up. Pick a number between 1 and 3, and if yours is empty, you win $200.
All right, I'll go 3, please.
Three
Rob.
I like both of you guys, but I am kind of, you know, colitis and acne, I'm kind of rooting for this guy.
Sure,
all right, bend over.
All right.
Bend over, here we go.
1, 2, 3. Full chamber.
All over his ass. And how does it feel?
It's going in my mouth, so it's not that great.
Going in your mouth.
Oh, that'll help the colitis.
Yeah, Mr. Detail Oriented.
That's not what it was supposed to be.
What did he say?
You know, notice how Rob gave all the other guys goggles and masks?
Right, yeah.
This guy, he just let him sit there and get a face full.
Thank you.
But he did his ID checked.
Do you feel like you got a buzz?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, very good. Something bad, right?
Only
something
got
evil?
How many canisters left? Two.
Two. One is good, one ain't.
Where's our first contestant? Come on back up.
All right, the odds are looking really, really good for you. You got a choice of two canisters, and one of them might be the winning canister.
Now, number one or number two, which do you want?
Oh, number two.
That's the questions we constantly ask in the studio. Number one or number two?
All right, so you've got your goggles, you've got your mask. We need you to bend over. Assume the position.
Buzz, watch out. You're standing out on Georgetown
Road.
Don't want to get hit by a car.
Number two.
All right.
All right.
Unless this is totally rigged, this one should be empty. I mean, the odds would say.
Well, it's 50-50 chance.
The odds would say that really, I mean.
It's like playing Baccarat, baby. You know, is it the dealer or the player?
Have you played this straight or have you fixed this?
I am as straight as the day is long.
Okay. That tells me this one's going to be loaded.
Here we go. Three.
Okay. Two.
Two.
One.
One. Empty chamber.
Empty chamber.
Empty. It's an empty chamber.
The other two guys.
Chamber.
Sorry, guys. You are the big winner. What now? How much do you feel? You waited all day.
Oh, I feel awesome. This is great.
So you get $200 in cash because you won the fire extinguisher Olympics. And just to prove, or not Olympics, but a roulette.
Roulette.
Just to prove, Mike, you wanted to play with this, right?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to do it.
You want
I'll
to
just shoot it on
thing?
The grass. Or I'll just shoot it on the sidewalk. It'll be easier to do. Really?
You
three?
Do you know how mad Lou would be if you went over and sprayed Lou?
Sprayed Lou? Yes, I'm not doing that to Lou.
I'm
not.
Slacks.
I might.
Lou. No, don't spray Lou. Don't. He's nice to come down. He's
I'm
not going to like
I'm
it.
Just going to tease him.
All right, go ahead. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Dom wants to spray you with a fire extinguisher.
Hey, Lou. I'm not going to spray you, Lou.
I just years of abuse. He worked with you. He knows.
I just love walking towards Lou with a fire extinguisher.
All right. Hey, ma'am. You sure? Okay.
Now come on. Mic's off. How about just a little on your feet?
No. You know, in Prince William County, Virginia, there are women that would be.
She said, for what?
For what?
What could we offer her to let you spray her feet?
A night with Buzz?
Two nights with Buzz.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
How about a neck rub from Buzz?
But you're not dead.
How about a neck rub like Bush gave that German chick?
Right.
Would you like a neck rub from Buzz?
No.
She doesn't want to do it.
No?
No. My lovely doesn't want to do it. My lady doesn't.
All right, go ahead, Mike. Let it fly.
Very good.
Have
here we
some
go.
Fun.
Ready? Fire in the hole.
Is it fun?
No, it's not that fun.
Come on.
Let me try it then.
All right, well, you're out of gas almost.
Really?
Oh, my God. We're causing a major traffic hazard here.
Wow, this stuff is blowing everywhere, isn't it?
The wind has shifted.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. I'm going to do it right out of car.
Do not do it in a car.
No, don't do it in a car.
Don't do it in a car, Don.
I'm not going to do it in a car. Don't worry. We're all right.
Nothing
to see here. Move on by. Hi. Hey.
Don't roll your window down. Don't roll your window down.
I'm not going to spray in her car.
All right.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Wait, she's a hottie.
Hi, what you doing?
Driving home.
Hi, I'm Don. That's my friend Mike. We're doing our radio show right now.
How you doing?
Hey, we've got fire extinguishers out here.
That's pretty sweet.
We're playing with fire extinguishers. Ever see the inside of a radio station?
There we go.
Well, you're on a major drag. Wait, you got to get out of the road. They're going to beep at you.
Yeah, come on. Come on in, honey. There you go.
You're on the radio.
Look at that. Whoa, you know what we got here?
Way to spot him, Don.
Well, I'm not doing my trolling for Buzz.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's chat with her. Hi, what's your name again?
Here we go.
What is it? Mary, how are you, Mary? Mary, are you wearing a bra? Okay, I was just checking. All right, there's Don on the other side.
Hi, Mary. Hi, I'm Don. Really? What?
You're not going to shoot me, are you?
No, I'm not. Would you step out of the car for a minute?
Okay.
All right.
See, can I just tell you something? I'm really with NBC's To Catch a Pedophile, and you should not ever stop your car, even if it's a disc jockey with a fire extinguisher. You're busted. No. Would you go say hi to our newsman, Buzz? Okay. Would you give him a hug?
Buzz is a very horny newsman.
Is this Mary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you.
And Mary, watch this.
Oh, my God.
That's not the first time that's happened.
I just shot Buzz's crotch with fire extinguisher.
Did you enjoy that, Mary?
Yeah.
Will you listen to the Don and Mike show forever now?
Cross my heart.
And
God bless
it
you.
Didn't put out the fire.
Oh, that,
fire
all right.
In your pants.
That's disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping your car.
See you later.
Take care of that gnarly flip-flop in the back of your car there, okay? Yeah. It shrunk.
It shrunk
yeah, the
in
heat,
the sun.
The heat, absolutely. Huge. Thank you, Mary.
All right, H-O-T, hot.
Good luck with your tennis game.
God bless. Bye, honey. See you later.
Love 40. All right.
See you later. Go Terps. She's big University of Maryland.
Be careful.
Well, what?
Hold on.
What's our station number? WTOP. My name's Jim Farley. I'd love to have sex with you. I'm a married man. No, 106.7, honey. 106.7. There you go.
You have a great day. 106.7. You can listen to yourself in about, what's our delay now?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you're going to hear.
Sometime tomorrow. Bye now.
Are you listening to us right now?
Bye-bye. There she goes.
All right, have a little trouble with that dial position.
Oh, don't back up!
God, you're going to kill us.
All right, go ahead.
Don't forget to check out the Luke Katz show on Wash FM in the morning. All right?
Yeah, don't forget, Luke plays the hits while you spray your pits.
Fabulous Luke Katz and his sex advice each and every morning from 6 to 10. Lou doles out the very latest in cutting-edge sexual... What? Who is that? Oh,
and right. Monday morning on Wash FM, I believe it, genital piercings, right? Isn't that that's the discussion, right, Lou?
Yeah, exactly. Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
It's going to be very, very, the labyrinth with Lou Katz.
Oh, and Buzz, I'm really sorry.
That's quite all right.
I'm really sorry. I noticed, but you're having a good time.
Yes. Wiggling my pants.
Yes, trying to get the fire extinguisher out of your genitals.
Don't forget Monday morning. It's Lou and Marty with the party. The fabulous show. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time. Good times had by all.
Thank you all. We got a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.